Okay, man, thank you so much for coming out today. Glad you all can make it. Pray for those folks that are traveling. So, last week we talked about complaining, and we all left understanding that complaining ain't a good thing, that God ain't cool with our complaining. Now, this is just some practical stuff that we're going over right now, last week and this week. But you know what? This is stuff that we overlook a lot of the time. Amen? And we do, you know? We see it as, you know, if we see it as sin at all, you know, we tend to see it as a little sin. Well, how many of you guys know that there ain't no such thing as a little sin? Okay, so what are we talking about today? Gossip and slander. It ain't just grandma's sin anymore. Isn't that funny? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that cute? Remember the old church lady gossiping? Okay, well, we all do it. We all done it. You know what I mean? So first thing we need to do is we need to break up this gossip and slander thing. They're very closely connected. They're very similar. But there is some slight differences that we need to know. And, you know, some of us do them both. Some of us do one or the other. But I'm fairly comfortable in saying that we've all done it a time or two. Amen? Can I get a witness? All right, don't leave me up here. Yeah. God is good, man. We got to be honest. Okay, so here's the deal. Slander is like open, can be in public, a verbal attack on someone's character, trying to make someone look bad. Amen? Y'all with me so far? Trying to hurt somebody, not physically, but through words. Gossip is, in the natural or in the human way of looking at it, gossip is a little worse. That's not how God views it, but gossip is sneaky. Gossip is behind closed doors. Gossip is in the dark where you're doing the same thing. You're trying to destroy someone's character. You're talking bad about somebody, okay, but you don't really want them to know about it. Amen. You don't want them to know that you're the ones starting this mess or passing this mess along. Amen. Y'all with me so far? Okay, so I've been reading a lot about this stuff, and as usual, man, a little convicted, a lot convicted, you know. Somebody said this when I was digging up this stuff. And this is good. I can't give the guy credit because I can't remember who it was, but this makes a lot of sense. Okay, slander is like this, where you go up to somebody and shoot them in the face with a shotgun, verbally. It's called something else, you know, if you just shoot them in the face with a shotgun. That would fall under our sermon on Thou Shalt Not Kill. But, you know, just going up, slander, broad daylight, I don't care you know about this. I ain't trying to hold nothing back. Boom in your face. I don't like you. You're a mess. I'm telling everybody these things about you. And they're probably not true, but the way you see them are true. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Or it can just be an out-and-out lie because you just want to destroy this person's character. Gossip would be the equivalent of verbally being yards away from somebody in the woods with a high-powered rifle and a scope and a silencer attached to it. I don't want to be known as the person who's starting this mess, but boom, I want to destroy you. I want to break you down. Does that make sense? Okay, God is good. We all got it, bright bunch of folks. Okay. Excuse me. You know what? You don't have to turn because I didn't give you a warning, but up on your monitors, we got Leviticus 19. And don't read ahead. Those of you that already have read ahead, I do forgive you. I'm not going to talk bad about you. Behind your back. I'm not going to do it openly. Okay, anyways. So Leviticus 19, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for the Lord your God am holy. For I, the Lord your God, am holy. Okay, so the children of Israel, these are God's covenant people. They belong to the Lord. Well, guess what? Raise your hand if you know that as a Christian, you are in relationship with the Lord. You belong to Him. Okay? We are free in Christ. We are now servants of the Most High God. We are no longer slaves to sin. What we always want to remember, okay, we're not perfect people. We've accepted a perfect gift from a perfect God. Listen, He is holy. There is nobody like Him. You see what I'm saying? Muhammad's not like Him. Buddha's not like Him. But by the way, those cats are dead. Did you know that? If you want to spend a lot of money, you can go and see their final resting places. Whatever. I mean, they're there. You want to go do that? Get a hat, get a t-shirt. It don't matter. They can't save you. No Johnny come lately, fake religion, false religion. None of that stuff. Hinduism is not going to save your soul. It can't happen. Okay, well, we serve the one true God. You know what I mean? So think about that, how blessed we are. How blessed you are that God sought you out and said, Cindy, I want you to be my child. You know what I mean? We're blessed. Everyone say we're blessed. We're blessed. Get it in your heart. Let's understand that. You know, because that's if we focus on what's been done for us, you know, that can really curve the whole sin thing in our life. True that. I ain't lying right now. I'm in church, man. We serve a holy God. There's none like Him. The heavens is throne. The earth is His footstool. Okay? He's righteous. He's holy. And He says, hey, you're my kid. So I call you to be set apart as something special. You know what I mean? That's what holy means, to be set apart. That's what we are, Brother Travis. That's what we are, Cindy. We're set apart to give the Lord glory. What am I even here for? I don't get it. You're here to give the Lord glory. You're here to give the Lord honor, okay? And we don't do that perfectly, but as Christians, as someone who is thankful, we need to do that increasingly. Amen? So God says to the children of Israel, and He's saying to us today, hey, I'm holy, I'm righteous, there ain't nobody like me, you're my kid, I expect you to act a certain way, okay? Remember your dad used to say that? Yeah? Amen. That's another story. We'll get into that later, maybe. Who knows? Okay, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Now, if we jump down to verse 16, the Lord's given a bunch of commands to His people because He expects His people to act a certain way. Now, what we want to focus on is here in verse 16, you shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. Slanderer in Hebrew means to give a bad report. Okay, that's what little Joseph did about his big brothers that eventually got him thrown into that well. You know what I mean? Okay, so what I'm talking about is you go around, this is what God's calling them out on. Don't go around causing trouble, okay, in the camp. I need everybody to be focused on this mission. I'm holy and I want you to be holy. So don't go around talking in the tents about how bad Moses is doing, okay, or what Joshua was doing, and or how old dude down the way can't keep his kids out of the neighbor's tents and all that rubbish. You know, don't go spreading a bunch of garbage. You're my kids and I expect you to act a certain way. Okay, now, step number one, why do I not gossip? Why do I not slander? Because God just told us we don't do it. Right? And you know, you might have a good reason. In the natural, you might have a good reason to talk bad about somebody. But as Christians, you don't have that luxury. Did that not make sense? Yeah, we that's something we can't do. Remember, He's holy. He's called you to be holy. He wants us to follow what this book says. Okay, and let me tell you this. I didn't have any trouble at all coming up with content to talk about a sermon about why you don't gossip. It's all up in here. New Testament, Old Testament. Man, it's thick. It's rich with it. We ain't supposed to be doing. God don't like it, okay? God does not approve of your gossip. Amen. He don't approve of my gossip. Proverbs 11 and verse 13. Now listen, the Jewish rabbis to this day, when they talk about gossip, they talk about it. It's very close to murder. It's very close to murder. That's how the Hebrews see it, because over and over again, you are verbally killing somebody. You're trying to tear them apart. You know what I mean? It's not a one-time thing. Boom, you're dead. But every time that name comes up, every time you get an opportunity, until you get it out of your system, which that's easier said than done, right? Because that sin thing just grows. The more you feed it, the bigger and bigger it gets. Amen? So it's like murder, verbal murder. That's what the rabbis preach. And that's a lesson that we can learn from that. Amen? Okay, so Proverbs 11 and verse 13. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. But he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Look at that part. But he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Okay, so that's telling me I need to be very careful who I confide in. You know what I mean? I need to be careful who I'm telling my personal business to. You know what I'm saying? You can't help what other people say about you, but you can help who you tell about your business. You know what I mean? Because when somebody gossips about you, when somebody slanders you, or you do it to somebody else, let's be honest, we've all done it, right? Someone's getting hurt. The bad news is going around about somebody, and it may not even be true. It probably ain't true. It's probably a pack of lies or your distorted way of you seeing something. Amen? So, Christian, we have no business messing around with that stuff. Amen? Now, look, Proverbs 11 and verse 13, in the ESV Bible, and that's what I preach out of most of the time, says, whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. But if you look at the NIV, same verse, slightly different translation, it says, a gossip betrays a confidence. Same verse, slightly different translation. The point I'm trying to make here is gossip and slander are very close together. Very close together, okay? So when you think about slander, you might get this icky, nasty feeling saying, well, I would never do that. I ain't going in public and cussing nobody out. Well, you know what? That might not be your personality. You might be more of like the sneaky snake. You know what I mean? That might be your thing. God don't dig on none of it. He can't stand it. He does not approve of it. Are y'all with me this morning? Is God good? Rita King, is God good? Amen. Amen. We serve a good God, a loving God. So, you know, in the natural, you know, it's really easy to get into gossip. It's really easy to get into complaining, man. I'm talking about when I've been digging into this stuff, man, super, super, super convicting, okay? But when we're convicted, we have to work on it. We're supposed to work on it, right? So last week we did the thing about complaining, and, you know, I'd be getting feedback on that all week. All week long, man, my beloved Rachel Jean, bless her heart. You know what I mean? I love her so much, and, you know, I'd start complaining about something, and she wouldn't slander me. You know what I mean? Lord knows she wouldn't be gossiping about me. But she'd be like, baby, don't complain. Don't be complaining. You know? And see, the Lord uses people to convict us. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say is if we know to do right, listen, if we know to do right and we don't do it, what is that? That's sin. Okay, so you can't really plead ignorance after this. If you didn't know gossip was a sin, well, now you do. Whoop-de-doo! You know, you know now, right? Slander, bad news, can't mess with it. Okay, so if I do it, I need to repent. I need to turn from it, right? But see, this is the fun part. We repent before the Lord for our sin, any sin. But listen up. Now I got to go get right with that person. And all God's people said, ouch. Yeah, it stings, man. It stings, you know? But you just verbally been murdering somebody, talking about their character or whatever. You know what I mean? Need to get right with that person. Y'all with me so far? All right. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Yeah, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example about slander. A person in here was slandered. No, I'm playing. Now, let me go into this slander thing a little bit. Slander's like in your face. I got a problem with Donnie. I don't care who knows about it. I want Donnie. I mean, you know, that's a joke. Me and Donnie are cool. We cool, Donnie? Amen. Okay. I got a buddy. He lives across the country. I got another buddy who lives here in Mildew. And my buddy that lives across the country, he got his feelings hurt, and he kind of dwelled on it. And it turned into bitterness. And so he gets on the social medias. He gets on the Facebooks. And he starts bad-mouthing this dude, like, really, really bad. I'm talking about lying, just flat-out blatant lying. And he wanted everybody that could to see this. Okay, that's all been fixed. That's all been forgiven. That's all been rectified. You know what I mean? But see, you cannot track between those two guys. That's been healed. You can't go and pick up all those pieces. You cannot go and contact every single person and say, hey, you know what I said about so-and-so? I was mad and that ain't true. What? I don't know, Johnny. I'm trying to prove a point here. Guys, just simmer down, simmer down. John has a good point. John has a good point. But the damage has already been done, right? So when I go out and I do something, there's no way I can pick up all those pieces. Amen? So the Lord says don't do it. Hey, Israelites, don't go grumbling. Don't go complaining. What are we talking about today? Gossiping. Gossiping. Don't go slandering the people around you, because what? That destroys communities. That destroys families. You know what I mean? You want to see a family get in a big old mess? Throw a fastball full of gossip into their bedroom window or something, man. You know what I mean? So you want to see some stuff happen? All right. It destroys homes, man. It destroys all kinds of stuff. Your workplace gets cray-cray, right? You want to see the damage it can do in a church? Big time. Big time. We got to nip that stuff in the bud. I'm not saying anybody's doing it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying we need to deal with it, you know? And you can't control what other people say, but you can control what you listen to, and you can control what you say. Amen. We cool? Everybody cool? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Go to the next slide, guys. Go to the next slide. Johnny, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. I couldn't really hear you, but I'm with you. I love you, buddy. Okay. No, I don't think so. Proverbs 20 and verse 19. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, listen to this part. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler. Okay. King Solomon ain't holding back no punches, dude. He's not saying you are simple-minded, like you have a low IQ. You know what I mean? What he's saying is you stoop to an awful low level. You know what I mean? You're going real low in the dirt if you're going to feed off of this stuff and put this kind of stuff out there. Okay, that's painful, but that's the truth, man, because we know what's right. We know we shouldn't be doing this stuff. I think it's safe to say that we all knew coming in here that we ain't supposed to be gossiping. Let me make this point. I have no idea if anybody's gossiping about nothing. I don't know. You know what I mean? Amen. Oh, you got a good point there. You have a good point, because a lot of times we will gossip via open prayer request or something like that. You know what I mean? We do it all the time, you know? Anyways, God is good. Okay, whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Someone's getting hurt. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler. Now, look at the same verse in the NIV. A gossip, see, there it is again, gossip and slander. A gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much. Avoid those type of people. I understand, listen, we're all a family here, and, you know, you can't always help who you associate with and stuff like that. You know, I used to ride around with this dude in a work van all day long. I couldn't help that. You know, I had to work with that guy. You know what I mean? But one thing we can do, now listen up, little practical stuff for you. I never thought I'd be giving smart folks like you advice, but here we go, guys. Good. You can say, hey, I'm not comfortable talking about this. You know what I mean? I'm not cool. I'm not comfortable talking about this. You know, that should nip it in the bud right there. That should be a little conviction over their way. And let me say this. Every truth you give, we need to deliver it in love. Amen. Follow the example that Jesus Christ sets for us. Amen. Okay, don't get in someone's face like, you a big fat gossip. You know, you know, preacher Paul's up at it. Give it to him in love. Amen. You can do more with honey than you can with vinegar. Is that true? Y'all found that to be true? Let me say it like this, guys. You know, when you're around these dudes, these people, these folks, you know what I mean? This guy, let's just keep it real. We'll talk about an individual here. And that individual is constantly talking about all your other friends when you're with them. Do you think when you're out of the picture, do you think he's not talking about you? Right? And when you're silent and just listening, then we are very much giving our approval to gossip. You know what I mean? So anyways, I just want to throw that out there. We shouldn't listen to it. We shouldn't take part in it. God says, don't be messing with that stuff. Amen? Okay. God is good. Do y'all believe me when I say that? Yeah. Amen. Romans, all right. Okay, now in Romans, this is really, really cool because there's a list of sins, and most of these sins that are listed here, as you meander through them, these are pretty hardcore sins, right? You know, there's murder in there and stuff like that. Okay, well, sin is sin, you know. But us as humans, we categorize sin. You know what I mean? Well, there ain't no way I'm going to murder somebody. Well, do you hate somebody? Man, yeah, I hate somebody. What? And I would murder them if I knew I wouldn't get caught. You know, that's why the Lord says, you know, you got hatred in your heart, man. That's like murder. Or you look on a woman with lust, that's adultery. Woo, woo, woo. That's the warning signal. Woo, woo. That means I'm getting nervous. No, I'm playing. Okay, so anyways, we got this list of sins here. And these are sins of people that have rejected God's instruction. These folks right here, they don't want nothing to do with God. And these are the things they do. Man. So what in the world is gossip in there for? What in the world is slander in there for? Because we've done that. So I'm saying we need to stop living like the world, right? Okay. If I'm telling the truth, say amen. All right, cool. Okay, Romans 1, 29. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetous, malice. They're full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. Look at that. They are gossips, slanderers. Right next to that, haters of God. Woo. Well, I'm no hater of God. I love God. But, you know, somewhere we have lost that reverence for who our Lord is. Because it makes it clear we ain't supposed to be doing this stuff. Amen? Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So as young men and women, what kept us on the straight and narrow with our folks? That belt, knowing that there was going to be consequences. My dad was a good dad, a godly man, you know. But he didn't spare the rod when he saw necessary. And so I had to learn, and some things it took me longer to learn than others, that I need to have some awesome respect, some fear, if you get my drift, of him. You know what I mean? It's not that he didn't love me, but he was committed to making me the man he thought I should be. You know what I mean? So here we have our Lord and Savior, and somewhere we've lost that reverence. We've lost that fear of the consequences that can happen when we break his laws, when we break his rules. Okay, so I'm talking to saved folks right here. Okay, you know that law that says we reap what we sow? Okay, that's not God being mean to you. Okay, that's not God laughing, saying, oh, it's time for you to reap what you sow now, dude. You done gossiped too many times. That's not how it works. See, the reaping what you sow, that consequence that you feel, that's bound up in the action you decided to do. You know what I mean? That's just a law. It's like an apple's going to fall down and hit the ground, the gravity thing. You know what I'm saying? So if I do something I shouldn't do, there's going to be a consequence to that. I'm going to reap what I sow. There's no way of getting out of that. Are you with me? Okay. So that should be a deterrent. That should be that reverence of who my Lord is, that I'm not going to do something, even if I think it's like a tiny baby sin. You know what I mean? Gossip. Complaining. Amen? All right. Thank you, Jesus. We lost that reverence somewhere. We lost that thankfulness. You know, man, I keep saying it. I've said it all morning long, John. We got a good God, a loving God. We don't always understand the things he does or what he allows to happen, but we know the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike, and good people go through bad times, man. We live in a world of sin, right? But we still have so much to be thankful for. So that reverence for the Lord, that thankfulness, that love for who he is and what he's done and what he said he was going to do should keep me from getting involved in this rubbish. But it doesn't always, does it? It might keep me from taking the actual physical shotgun and going up to somebody and taking care of business. But I might be killing them in my words. You know what I mean? That ain't good news. It ain't. All right. God is good. Let's go to the next slide. Somewhere we've misplaced that reverence. Put it on the back burner. We can get that back. That thankfulness, that love, we can get that back. Another reason why we grumble, complain, gossip, slander, it's an overflow issue. You know what I'm talking about, right? The pot boils over. Overflows. So what's in my heart is going to come out through my mouth. Amen? Now that should be convicting to all of us. What's in my heart is going to come out through my mouth. You know, maybe I'm talking bad about Susie Sue or Bill Joe or Wayne Jack or whatever. I'm talking bad about these folks right here because I'm extremely jealous. You know what I mean? I'm jealous, okay? That's the overflow, so I got to get rid of that stuff. You know what I mean? Or maybe I got hurt. I got hurt. Everyone say, oh. I got hurt. And I got an unforgiveness issue. So that's going to come out that way. You know what I mean? Pride. Man, I think I'm just so super hip, super cool that I got to bring you down, man, so I can stay up here. You know what I mean? Or I just think of myself as worthless. So I can't help but attack everybody verbally. You know what I mean? These are all things that bitterness, all this stuff can lead to that gossip, that slander. Amen? So what do we got? We lost that reverence. We lost that thankfulness. The overflow issues. I mean, fill in the blank, man. There's a million and one reasons why we can get involved in this stuff. But here's probably my personal favorite. Sometimes it can be kind of fun, right? Oh, come on. Really? John? I think you're at 2.5 strikes already, dude. It can be kind of fun. Man, it's that naughty factor, dude. I know I shouldn't be doing this. How do you start the gossip? I ain't gossiping. I'm not gossiping. You know? If you say I'm not gossiping, you might be gossiping. You know what I mean? If you say, now don't tell anybody I told you this, you might be gossiping. All of a sudden, I feel like Jeff Foxworthy. A little handsomer. I don't have a problem with pride. I hope you don't have a problem with... No, I'm playing. Look, check your intent. Check your motives. Why do I have to say this? You know what I mean? What is the real reason why I want to say this? Is it to make myself look big and someone else look small? Ask yourself this. What is this information I'm about to share? Am I about to say bad things about somebody that may or may not be true? Might just be my opinion. Is this going to hurt that person? Would I say this if that person was in here? You know what I mean? Okay, how about this one? All you what would Jesus doers, what would Jesus do people? Which we all should be that. Would you say it if Jesus was in the room? Huh? Yeah. We need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Word up. Amen. All right, God is good. Okay. So Luke 6:45, did we read that? The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. Good tree bears good fruit. That's how it's supposed to be, right? Good tree bears good fruit. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. It's an overflow thing. Hey, we already stopped talking about that. We're talking about something else. We were talking about this verse. Proverbs 18 and verse 8, talking about it's kind of fun to gossip. There's that whole naughty thing, you know, I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing. I'm going 5 miles over the speed limit. Look at me now. You know what I mean? We do it, man. We do it. It's exciting. You know what I mean? Proverbs 18, the words of a whisperer, that means gossip. Think about it, whisper. Hey, Cindy. Yeah, that means gossiper. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. See, that's what it's like. That's one of our problems. Maybe we don't have a big overflow deal. Maybe we do love the Lord super much, but sometimes when people just start talking, you walk into the office at work and you got to clock in and they're, did you hear what happened with the boss? He got arrested. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. You know, you're like, oh, no kidding, dude. What happened, man? Far out. You know, you can't help it. And then you got to tell everybody else. Do you hear what happened to the supervisor, man? Yeah. Stole everything out of a Taco Bell when it's closed, dude. And it gets worse and it gets worse. Remember the game, the little fun game we'd play? You know, the telephone game? We should do that. You want to do that for the rest of our time? I'll give you, you'll get credit for it. No, I'm playing. Anyways, what are we talking? Oh, yeah. It's kind of fun to do, man. Like, you go to the party. I've never been to a party like this. But you've seen on the picture show, on the movie or whatever, where the guy's walking around with the hors d'oeuvres, you know, and it's delicious little morsels. Like, oh, ooh, I want one of those. And you take one. And then you're like, I want them all. You know, it's gossip is like delicious little morsels. And see, the more you do it, the more it takes over. Before long, it's just part of your personality, dude. You know what I mean? It's like, man, I can't help it. Like any sin, you mess around with it. You grab it one little time. And then before you know it, it's wrapping around you. And it's got control of you, man. You know? And like any sin, it's joyous. It's fun. It's exciting. It's hip. It's cool for a season. And it is. It is. You know it is for a season. The Bible wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. You know what I mean? It can be fun, man, you know, any type of sin. But then before you know it, when you're like, I believe I've had my fill of this, you ain't no getting out. Ain't no getting out. There's all kinds of devastation, all kinds of ruckus all around you. You see what I'm saying? Okay, delicious little morsels. Like when I go to the refrigerator late at night. I can be so strong, Rick. I can be so proud of myself for like days. You know, I ain't touching that. That's bad news. And then I'll keep the apple pie Debbie cake been hanging out. It's been hanging out in the pantry for so long, you know. And after a while, it's like you walk by and you're like, did I see that right? Is it still in there? I can't believe the kids didn't eat this apple pie Debbie cake, sweet, flaky, sugary crust, rich, real apple filling, daily supply of vitamin C. It starts talking to you. You know what I mean? You go lay in the bed and like, Jesus, I don't need no Debbie cake. And then you're up, man, you're going crazy, dude, devouring the Debbie cake, hoping Rachel don't walk in on you. You know what I mean? I used to do that, by the way. Amen, Sister Rita. I would stop at this Tom Thumb. I worked in Pensacola, and I'd get off at like midnight. I'd get off at like 11 and be hitting Milton about midnight. And I'd hit the Tom Thumb, man. I had to give myself a little reward. So I'd get me a big old apple pie Debbie cake, man. I had to eat that thing before I got home because I didn't want Rachel to know I was eating the Debbie cakes. And one day she gets in my car, and I left some evidence. Some Exhibit A was sitting there. There's a Debbie cake wrapper, box, whatever. And she was sweet. She was forgiving like she always is. But she's like, you know how many calories these Debbie cakes got? You got sugar issues, man. What are you doing? It's like I couldn't help it. Why couldn't I help it? Because I was going to the store, walking by the apple pie Debbie cake, knowing, man, I was going to walk out of there with one. You know what I mean? And then I would shove it into my face. Is anybody hungry? Ha! That's what it's like, man. Delicious little morsels. But you can't just get one. Someone should use that as a slogan. You can't have just one. That's why we got to stay away from it, because like any sin, you think you're just going to fool around with it. It don't work that way. God is good, right? Oh, man. Okay, we got to speed it up. All God's people said amen. Okay, go to the next one. Okay, let's see what James says about this. Is everybody fine? Y'all need to take a break? Jumping jacks, anything like that? Okay, stretch. James 3 and verse 7. James says a lot about gossip. A lot. A lot about evil speech. That's what this is, evil speech, the slander, the gossip, the complaining. It's all evil. That's how God sees it. That's evil, man. Okay? For every kind of beast and bird of reptile and sea creatures can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Okay. So you can go to a zoo, you can see all these animals, they're locked up, they ain't going to get out and bite your face open or anything like that. There was that lady that had the chimpanzee and it got old and it ripped her face open, but that's a different story. We can do all kinds of things, but one thing we cannot do on our own, and see, what he's equating the tongue to is these ravenous beasts. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? Crocodiles, alligators, grizzly bears, stuff like that. Okay, so we can lock them up and be safe from them. We can even get the bear to jump through a hula hoop. You know what I mean? But you can't tame the tongue. Okay, well, everyone say, we got a problem. We got a big problem because we can't tame our tongue. But notice what it says. We can't do it, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see what I'm saying? We serve a big, big God. All right, read some Isaiah, read some Genesis, whatever. Take two of them and call me in the morning. We serve a big God, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see what I'm saying? Well, how is he going to give me the strength? Well, by prayer and petition, I'm going to say, God, I don't want to live like this no more. I don't want this to be how people see me as, oh, here come old gossiping Gertie or whatever. Be careful. Don't be careful what you say around brother, you know, because it's on in, man. You know, we don't want to be that dude, right? Okay, so I'm going to give it to the Lord by prayer. King David did it. Look on your monitor there. Psalms 141 and verse 3. So by prayer, I'm going to give it to the Lord. This is a prayer that David said. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. God's not going to give you a supernatural zipper. Like, that's not going to happen. But he will warn you. That Holy Spirit in you will say, hey, you don't want to say that. That's bad news, dude. Don't say that. Okay? We need to yield to that Holy Spirit, because what's going to happen? We're going to say stuff, and it's going to be bad news. It's going to be bad trouble. Amen? So by prayer, I give it to the Lord. I repent. Man, I got to repent. Prayer, the Lord gives me strength. Amen? Also, I want to read my scripture, man. But not just read it. I want to meditate on it. Remember, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Okay? I get strength from reading the word of God. I see how other people have gotten victory over sin by standing on the word of God. I see how Jesus defeated Satan when he was being tempted by the word of God. Amen? It's not just quoting scripture, but standing on it, trusting it, meditating on it. You with me? Okay. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Are y'all taking notes? This stuff's on the test. Okay. That's funny. My friend Amy's here. I went to school with her. We've been buddies for years. I promised Amy, I promised I wouldn't embarrass you, but man. Everybody, my friend Amy and her beautiful mother. Okay, so there I said it. I was not going to embarrass you, but here we are. Okay. What's going on now? What do you kids want to do next? Okay, okay, we got to tame the tongue, but you can't tame the tongue on your own. The Lord can do all things. I'm trusting in him. I can do all things through him. Now check this out. Proverbs 21, verse 23. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Man, that should be the deterrent right there of the century. Who's tired of their tongue getting them in all kinds of mess? Man, I am the king of saying things I ain't got no business saying. And all God's people said amen. Well, I got the microphone. You know, and it is what it is. But listen, you're going to save yourself from so much trouble. You're going to save yourself from hurting so many people if you just control the things you say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, man. You can condemn somebody and tear them up by the words that come out of your mouth. You know, you say something enough, you're going to believe it. Dig it? All right. Okay, so I'm repenting. I'm going to stay in my scriptures. I'm going to stay in my prayer closet. Now let's begin to bless those people. Bless the people you've tore apart in secret or in their face. Okay? Begin to honor them. You know what I mean? Publicly and privately when their name comes up. Instead of saying, you know what? I just wish that I could stab that person in the Achilles tendon and watch them flop around like a fish. Instead of saying, oh, y'all ain't never said that. All right. Say something nice. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all, right? Okay, Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. No corrupting talk. Remember last week we talked about that word corrupting? It's the equivalent of the rancid, nasty fish. That's what it smells like in the Lord's nostrils. When we gripe, we murmur, we complain, we're gossiping, that corrupting talk, God is like, oh, that makes me sick. That one of my children would act like this to one of their other, to one of my other children. You like being in the car with your kids? I don't. No, I'm playing. You like being in the car with your kids and they're fighting against each other and saying all these mean things about each other? It breaks your heart, man. Well, maybe not your kids. My kids can be pretty stinking mean. You know what I mean? I had to take a shank away. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. Hey, where'd you get that? Did you get that from your mama? No. The same way it hurts you and breaks your heart, man, what do you think God feels like? The Methodist talking down about the Baptist and the Methodist, and all this, man, we're all the same. We're all the same family. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion. We're supposed to be building folks up, man. You know what I mean? Romans 12 and verse 10. Love one another. Talking about Christian folks, okay? We need to have that love. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Okay? Instead of talking bad about these people, instead of wishing bad things would happen to them, begin to honor them, even if they don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? Well, Cindy, I think you're an awesome mother. You know what I mean? We ain't lying. We want to tell the truth. We can find something to honor about these people, even if we have a disagreement. We cool, right? Me and you, we don't got no problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Bible says honor your father and your mother. Some of us have to dig pretty deep to do that. You know what I mean? But there's something you can, if you're alive, if you're walking, if you're breathing, there's something you can honor them for. You know what I'm saying? So these people you got a problem with, repent of that noise and begin to speak blessings on them. Encourage them. Honor them. You know what? And the more you do that, the more you're not going to have a problem with the gossip and the slander. Amen? Okay, last but not least. Here's a good one. Here's a good one to keep you out of trouble. But it seems so far away. Yeah, but it's not that far away. We're going to be held accountable for every single idle word we ever say. Ouch. Ouch. Everyone say that. Ouch. We are, man. We are. I'm talking about saved folks, people that love Jesus. We're going to be held accountable for the things we did not do for him. You know what I'm saying? Or the things we did that we shouldn't be doing. I'm not saying you don't get to go to heaven, but you're going to have to answer for that. I'm going to have to answer for that. I got Bible to back it up. Actually, that ain't the right verse, but I got it right here. It ain't your fault. It ain't your fault. I tell you, this is Matthew 12:36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. So, man, you got some explaining to do. We got some explaining to do. Well, you know why I was gossiping, Jesus? is that dude the knucklehead. That's my child you're talking about. Yeah, well, that child's a knucklehead. No, that ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen. Okay, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. You ain't going to, you know, will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you, be still. I don't know what we're going to be doing. You know what I mean? But you ain't going to be covering up for yourself. It ain't going to hold water. You're going to be in some super awesome reverence, awe-inspiring reverence for your Creator. Amen? All right, God is good. Okay, so anyways, we need to repent of this mess. You know what I mean? Give it to the Lord so we don't do this anymore. We're causing a lot of trouble. I'm not saying folks do it. I don't know. I imagine you do. I know I've been guilty of it. I know that we can leave this parking lot because, you know, it says that fresh water and salt water ain't supposed to be coming out of the same spigot. So we can be praising the Lord right now. You know what I mean? We can be like, Pastor Paul was killing it today. Man, he keeps getting better and better and better. I don't know what I'm going to do. God is so good. And then you get in the parking lot and you can start having that salt water come out. You know, driving away. Man, he preaches too long. Man, what's wrong with that dude? He needs to get some sort of censorship on the things he say. Is he? Never mind. God is good, right? Okay, all right. So we do have Bible study for the men. Tomorrow, 1:30. Let's do 1:30 at Whataburgers. You should come out. It's fun. Wednesday night Bible study. We got something for the whole family. Adult Bible study. Youth class. Little guys' youth class, the little ones. Little ones and teenagers. We got something for everybody. If you want to get baptized, get with me or Sister Claudia or Brother Rick so we can get that set up. Start thinking on what you want to do for the big baptismal service at the end of the month. We're not going to have church here. It's going to be at Russell Harbor, Russell Landon. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing these folks. Bless them, Lord Jesus.
Dear gracious Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. Allow us to just speak highly of each other, Father God, in comfort, Father. We just give you all the praise, and we ask blessings over the 4th. Keep us safe, those that's on the road. In your hands, in Jesus' name, amen.